Meatpacking plants employ many people who work side by side. That makes for easy spread of COVID-19. As employees have fallen ill, some plants have shut down. Iowa Public Radio's Amy Mayer reports that's led to some confusion about the supply of meat in the country.
After pressure from local and state officials forced the closing of the Smithfield Foods slaughterhouse in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, the CEO said it was, quote, pushing our country perilously close to the edge in terms of our meat supply. But it had hundreds of employees test positive for COVID-19. And since then, U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue has been trying to dial back concern, emphasizing that the problem isn't supply.
I think when you really think about the fact that about half of our calories are consumed outside the home, that's been a dramatic shift in our consumption patterns, and the misalignment of production and supply has created some real challenges here.
That comment came amid his announcement about how USDA will spend its COVID-19 relief money. He says in addition to direct payments to farmers, it will spend $3 billion on fresh produce, meat, and dairy products. Those will be redirected from restaurants and other institutions to people in need.
This distribution will take in conjunction with the private sector and going to food banks and other nonprofit, faith-based, and community operations there locally.
The country has hundreds of millions of pounds of meat in cold storage. In general, that's intended for export or for specials like you'd see in a weekly ad. It can also help with supply hiccups. Oklahoma State University livestock economist Daryl Peel says we're not running out of meat.
We could use less meat, and, you know, it might or might not be a case of not having absolutely any. It might be having less, might be having something a little different.
People earning less may buy less or even no meat. Fancy cuts like beef tenderloin may become more affordable and available at supermarkets. Iowa farmer Nick Torkelson has a barn full of market-ready Berkshire hogs. He says the specialty pork variety normally goes to restaurants. Now he's selling one at a time. People call him looking for pork. He delivers a hog to the local meat locker for butchering.
And then they pay for the processing, and then you just got to go up to the locker and get it in about 10 days to 2 weeks after it's been delivered up there, and then you'll have your meat.
It's not a long-term solution, but Torkelson says it keeps the money in town, feeds a local family, and helps him reduce his losses. Economists point out that when the market is functioning normally, prices adjust according to supply from farms and demand from consumers. This holdup, smack in the middle at the processor, is something new. Historian Maureen Ogle has written about the evolution of the meat industry.
There's never been a case, to my knowledge in any way, where the breakdown in the meat supply has come because the labor force itself is in danger, or they're not coming in because they don't want to die from a virus, or they're getting sick on the job, and then other people are getting sick.
Ogle says meat companies have mechanized every possible link in the chain to maximize efficiency and reduce risk.
The problem here is that the weakest link for the packer is the fact that they still have to rely on human labor.
And that makes them especially vulnerable right now.
You can't social distance in a packing plant.
In addition to Smithfield, JBS, Tyson, and other companies have sick workers. USDA inspectors, required to be on site, have also fallen ill. Iowa State University livestock economist Lee Schultz says rolling closures that allow some plants to keep running will help prevent shortages in supply.
We're also seeing a real heterogeneous impact because the situation is not impacting states, you know, at the same rate.
State government and business responses have varied. The pork industry has publicly requested that processors stay open. If that path to consumers shuts down, farmers may have to euthanize pigs on site. I'm Amy Mayer, Iowa Public Radio News.